So when I was in like fourth or fifth grade, these twins moved to town, and very quickly I became super, super close with both of them. And pretty soon after that, our families developed this like flourishing family friendship. They lived around the corner from us, and our parents were kind of the only hippies in this like modern Orthodox Jewish community, which is like they kind of don't work together, but and we would carpool together and we would have Shabbat dinners together and extracurricular activities, everything we did together. But the kind of shining beacon of our family friendship was the relationship between our dogs. Now, I had this beautiful silky black lab mix named Bella, and they had this like old arthritic boxer named Austin. And these two dogs loved, loved, loved to play together. They would run all over whoever's house we were at. They would run through the yard. They were kind of just like a blur of different colors moving around. Yeah, so this was just like this really important part of our friendship. Whenever we went over, they were like, "Bring Bella, they have to play. They must play." And we had a key to their house so that, you know, if they needed to come over and let their dog out, we could, and vice versa. And at the beginning of eighth grade, one Sunday, they picked up the bagels for my parents. If you aren't from New Jersey, like I am, Sunday is bagel day. And my mom went over to their house to pick the bagels up that they picked up for us. She brought the dog with her. She knocked on the door because she didn't keep her key on her. It was kind of an emergency thing. And one of their daughters saw my mom at the door and was like, "Oh, hey, Leslie, come on in." My mom came in. She brought the dogs. They did their blur around the house thing, playing all over the place. And their mom came home. They chatted, as moms do. And then eventually my mom took her bagels, took the dog, and left. And by the end of that night, Austin was in the emergency vet. And over the next couple days, my mom helped to bring this dog back and forth from the vet for surgeries. Because while they were playing, Austin had slipped and a disc had slipped in his spine. And he was really sick. And the next thing that I really remember, I don't really remember being told that Austin had died, but I just remember that all of a sudden the friendship between our families was over. Their dad, who he was a shrink, he had kind of decided that the death of this dog was my mom's fault, that my mom shouldn't have let herself into their house, which she didn't, and she shouldn't have brought the dog over, which they always invited her to do. And he wrote my mom this like two-page letter, just kind of just digging at her and saying like, "How dare she do what she did?" And this was a transitional moment in my life. I had just changed, switched schools to a public school, and all of a sudden, this like kind of family friend structure that I had, this support, was gone. And when I went to synagogue on the weekends, people would come up to me and be like, "Oh, hey, didn't your mom kill that dog?" Which is crazy. And it was really hard. It was just like this. I mean, if you've met my mom, she likes dogs more than people. She'd rather like scoop dog shit than do anything else. And it was just, I don't know, it was just like this crazy thing. Like, my mom kill a dog? That's like ridiculous. And all of a sudden this, I don't know, the friendship was over and it was just a weird thing. And in the years that followed, they moved their seat in synagogue to not sit by us. Families who sided with them, believed that my mom killed the dog, stopped talking to us. And kind of to this day, they don't look at us. They don't acknowledge us. It's this like crazy thing. And I heard that a year afterwards, they decided to get a puppy and they hired a psychic to contact the soul of Austin, the dog that died. And they tried to kind of like, I don't really know that much about this, but they tried to transition the soul of Austin into the body of the new puppy, and the puppy died. so they got a new one. And all these years later, I decided to, I asked my parents about kind of like what happened, and my dad was like, oh, I have the letter, you want to read it? And I read the letter, and this letter was in a Word document. It wasn't even in the body of an email, so you know it's serious. And and I read this letter, and it made me feel so sad and so confused that just like there was this like one tragedy of the death of this dog that kind of just multiplied into all of these other tragedies of this like separation of this friendship and like alienation from a community and just like this weird reputation for my mom. And yeah, it just made me feel really sad for them that like I didn't get to be there for my friend in their moment of grief because their dad decided that this was the end for our families. And I don't know, that my mom has to deal with that. And then that like my own self, like I don't remember what I was feeling at the time, but like I imagine I must have been like really sad about it. I was really alone, and it was like a really confusing thing to contend with. My mom told me that recently she was in line for coffee, and she noticed that their mom was in front of her in line, and apparently she turned around, and they just looked at each other and laughed. And they just looked into each other's eyes and laughed and laughed and laughed, didn't say a word, and that was it. And that's my story. Thank you.